on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yes, it is. Good morning. Coming up on 9:07 here. Still cloudy, 24 degrees where we're at. Wednesday Talk Around begins now. Once a month, talk with Scott Nicholson, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Good morning, yes. Young man.
Good morning, sir.
How are we doing?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you?
I am doing great, and I'm looking forward to this because I want a recap of your adventures down in the desert area.
Down in the desert, yeah. The North Dakota picnic, first Sunday in March every year. This was the, I think they said, the 57th annual.
Wow.
Meeting. And the funny thing is you get down there and you're talking to some of these people that have been there before. And I was able to talk to some folks who had heard about, you know, this started as a potluck, a couple of picnic tables. I mean, it was like 12 people, right? Yeah. And now we had over 1,800 people register with us. So we're estimating 2,500 or so people showed up to this thing.
What a great turnout.
Oh, it's just wonderful. And it's a heck of a good time to, you know, here you are, you're down there in Mesa, Arizona. It's the middle of the desert, you know, saguaros all over.
Right.
And you've got this hub for, I don't know, what are we there, 6 hours? You've got this hub of North Dakota activity. You know, you got North Dakota entertainers, North Dakota vendors. Of course, there's some local food trucks and stuff that show up because we just can't. I mean, we can't bring all of North Dakota down.
Right.
There.
You'd like to, but yeah.
But it's just it's a great day to reconnect. My favorite part, and I think I mentioned this in my piece in the Daily News, is watching, we bring a big map, and we give everybody that registers, we give them a star, and we say, you know, put this on that map where your connection to North Dakota is, and it's just, it's fun to watch that thing start as a blank slate and completely fill up, and there is almost no part of North Dakota that is not represented.
Snowbirds,
they
are down there. Yeah,
it is. It's a great time. And if you're a snowbird, if you're a listener to KBMW in that area, I encourage you first Sunday in March, make it over to the Red Mountain Park and come see us.
We got a lot of them down there.
We do.
Believe me.
Yep. Yeah. So good times. Good.
All
times.
Right. Well, let's move on. Power 100. That's coming up.
Yeah. Power 100. We're almost ready to start promoting. We've made a lot of decisions. It's going to be September 18th. It's going to be at the 44 venue, the brand new facility in Colfax.
It's going to be nice.
Oh, we're looking forward to that. And we've confirmed our musician, our entertainer, will be Rick Adams.
All right.
Yep. So excited about that.
Rick knows what he's doing.
Rick, yeah.
Been around a while.
Yeah. Yeah. He does a good job. We've not confirmed the menu yet. That's coming up. But we have confirmed our three nonprofits. I'm not going to release those on the radio today.
Okay.
I might save that for maybe next month. But we're really excited about what we're putting together for the Power of 100 in 2025.
Well, and you got, there's that too, which is a biggie for you.
Yep,
guys.
That's one of our big ones.
Your golf tournament too, of course. If you're looking forward to something this summer.
Yeah, if you look out the window and you're a little bit depressed with the gray overcast, dreary weather that we're experiencing, you know, think to summer and sunny in 82.
Mm.
You know, the golf scramble, which this is the fourth annual now. Started by Titan Machinery. Derek Finkston and his team out there just did a fantastic job getting this going for the foundation. And now we just continue to run with it. And we've expanded some sponsorship opportunities. I've been having a lot of conversations with some corporate sponsors. We're really getting the creative wheels spinning, trying to come up with some ideas of how to, use some of the space at the golf course to, mm-hmm. you know, to promote their companies that, you know, I mean, they're throwing a lot of support into this,
right.
this scramble and they want, you know, the public to know that they're there and that they promote this. And so have had some really fun, interesting conversations about some possible ways that those corporate sponsors are gonna come to the event. So we're looking forward to it.
When do you sleep doing all this? That's the question.
You know,
you're a busy guy.
Yeah, it's a full time job.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest, it's a really fun full time job, and mm-hmm. and if you manage it right, it balances well with your home life and social life and all that. So I I find plenty of time to sleep.
You're working from the heart, though, Scott.
I am.
Really are.
I know. It's fun when your job, you know, kind of gets you excited, and I get to do fun things like come and talk on the radio.
I was going to say, I get excited about my job every day. I'm a lucky guy that way.
Yeah,
hear you.
This is good.
All right.
Coming up, though, the next thing on the calendar for the foundation, we have our spring grant process up April 1st. So if you're a qualifying nonprofit or a tax-supported entity like a, you know, Parks Department, Historical Society, well, that might not be tax-supported, but, you know, cities, libraries, public entities like that, school districts, what have you, our grant process will open April 1st.
Okay.
And so we'll be accepting applications throughout the month. We will probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 to $35,000 available to grant out in this session.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a fall session as well.
That's right.
And so, you know, the funds that we have available, that's a function of our annual fundraising results from 24.
Okay.
So Golf Scramble, net proceeds from the Golf Scramble go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Our annual appeal funds have gone in there. And then we do have a couple of unique gifts from last year that we've also put into that tally for 25. So, you know, our endowment gives us a calculated number each year. It's a system kicks it out around first part of February. It says, okay, Richland Wilkin, here's the balance
that
you can spend from your endowment fund. And so we add that to our annual, you know, fundraising results from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how we set our budget.
That's how it works. Okay.
Yep. And so we need to grow that endowment so that component of our giving budget can grow. And then we need to keep having good, fun activities like the Golf Scramble and the Power 100 to augment that endowment.
That's a win-win.
Oh, it's great.
Sides.
Yeah, that's what makes, you know, Richland Wilkin is a little unique in that, you know, we've got that United Way history that brought that annual campaign flavor over. The Richland Wilkin Community Foundation was there before with the endowment, but, you know, the endowment today is not large enough by itself to subsidize all the demand that we get from our local area nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we support a lot of good ones. You know, we're talking Food Pantry, Kinship, your survivor services on both sides of the river, and just a number of, I think we did 23 different organizations received grants last year. Yeah, so, and a lot more than what our endowment today can afford on its own.
Right.
And so that's why we have the events, and that's why we have the annual, you know, appeal. And so as we continue to grow, you know, hopefully that endowment piece will grow along with it, and we'll get a larger and larger calculated component each year, and it'll take a little pressure off of us.
Right.
But I think we like these events. I think we'll still
continue
to do them. So.
You're definitely invested.
Yeah.
Scott, listen, have a great rest of the month of March. Look forward to our April report.
I will look forward to being here.
Scott Nicholson, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Hey, it's 9:15. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Sunday morning.